WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
First, let's see if we can clear the air of stupidity and giggles. To the question, is there life after Dustin Hoffman and Jack Nicholson have played you in the movies? Carl Bernstein has answered with an angry, touching, soulful yes. Hoffman played the Washington Post Watergate Ghostbuster in All the President's Men. Nicholson played him in the movie version of his ex-wife Nora Ephron's Romana Clay, Heartburn. Bernstein's been better known, since writing The Final Days with Bob Woodward, as a man about the gossip columns than anything more socially redeeming. Loyalties will change all that. An account of his father and mother's romance with the American Communist Party, their son's attendant fury and confusion in the witch hunt years of his boyhood, the precise nature of left-wing union activity in the 1940s and 1950s, the waste of energy and innocence in a paranoid America, the meaning of the silence between the generations. Loyalties opens the mind and breaks the heart. Carl's father, Al, was a New Deal bureaucrat and an organizer of prison guards and hospital orderlies for the United Public Workers of America in Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. He represented hundreds of workers before loyalty review boards established under Truman's Executive Order 9835. These boards ask such questions as, how do you explain the fact that you have an album of Paul Robeson records in your home? And, did you ever write a letter to the Red Cross about the segregation of blood? Bernstein's mother Sylvia organized women, led sit-ins to desegregate lunch counters and public swimming pools, and marched to protest the execution of the Rosenbergs. Several congressional committees went after Al, and the CIO purged his union. And like many radicals in the D.C. area in the 1950s, he went into the laundry business. He's now a fundraiser for the National Conference of Christians and Jews. The House Committee on Un-American Activities went after Sylvia. She now sells porcelain in a department store. The FBI showed up for Carl's bar mitzvah. Neither parent wanted their son to write this book, and they were wrong. It's not just that loyalties demystifies radical activity so humdrum, progressive party politics, Pete Seeger picnics, a consumer movement to freeze the price of pork, that we wonder how it ever got demonized in the first place, nor that loyalties reminds us of the cynicism and hypocrisy of witch hunters for whom being on the mailing list of a discount bookshop was proof of treason. We should have known all of this from Jessica Mitford, Al Richman, and George Charney, from Vivian Gornick's memoir of her father, or Clancy Siegel's wonderful novel Going Away. It's that Carl Bernstein, who grew up with Howdy Doody, Donald Duck, Mr. Peepers, and the Rosenbergs, has simultaneously demystified his own Oedipal irresolutions. This is a book about laundry, he says, or coming clean, but it's also about reconciliation, and not only of parent and child. Carl keeps crossing these bridges in Washington, from past to present. What used to be the South Capitol Street Bridge is now called Frederick Douglass. The Calvert Street Bridge is now Duke Ellington. If Al and Sylvia were guilty of anything, it was dedication to this kind of change before the rest of us, shamefully, were ready. Their son now finds himself proud of them. They ought to be proud right back. He crafts his way by art to love.